KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for to be partly cloudy today. Just a slight chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The mother of a two-year-old Omaha girl who had part of her right leg severed in a Council Bluffs lawnmower accident said the girl faces another surgery this weekend. Tonya Streck said in a news conference Thursday that her daughter is expected to recover, but her right leg was amputated below her knee following the Tuesday evening accident. Streck said the girl was with family friends when she fell off a motorized child's vehicle, rolled down a ditch embankment, and under a riding mower in Council Bluffs. Streck, who is 6 months pregnant, said her daughter is still on pain medication and a ventilator and is unaware that part of her leg is missing. The girl turns 3 tomorrow. Streck says she faces another surgery on Sunday. Two men were arrested on drug charges this morning in Creston. Creston police said 18-year-old Daryl Malik Thornton Culbertson and 20-year-old Francisco Martinez, both of Creston, were arrested at 3 a.m. Culbertson was charged with possession of marijuana first offense. Martinez was arrested for possession of marijuana second offense. Both men were later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each. An investigation into a disturbance early this morning in Hamburg resulted in the arrest of two people from Missouri. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports deputies were called to the 1600 block of Main Street in Hamburg. Upon arrival and following their investigation, deputies arrested 23-year-old Ryan Burke of Tarkio, Missouri, and 21-year-old Montana Martin of Rockport, Missouri. Astrup says after an altercation occurred in Missouri, Burke and Martin made their way into Hamburg, where they were both arrested for public intoxication, and Martin also for interference with official acts. Men were transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center. Further charges are pending following the investigation of criminal mischief. Red Oak police say a woman was arrested last night on theft, assault, and drug charges. 32-year-old Natasha Marie Crawley of Red Oak was arrested just after 8 p.m. on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant for theft in the fourth degree and assault causing bodily injury. Crawley was also found to allegedly be in possession of drug paraphernalia. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $1,000. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County Thursday morning arrested a man on alcohol and drug charges after they were called to the scene of an argument in front of the Adams County Courthouse at around 11:30 a.m. Following an investigation, 26-year-old Jose Manuel Huerta of Prescott was arrested for OWI first offense after authorities determined he'd allegedly driven to town for a court in an impaired condition. Huerta was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. A call about a suspicious person at a rest area off Interstate 80 near Underwood Wednesday resulted in the arrest of a Washington State man. Trooper Mike Miller with the Iowa State Patrol in Council Bluffs said the call came in at around 11 a.m. Wednesday.
We did send a trooper in there. He encountered that suspicious person, ultimately placed that individual under arrest for disorderly conduct and interference. We then towed the vehicle that he had driven into that rest area. During the removal of the vehicle, we do an inventory as part of our policy. And as we were inventorying the vehicle, we located some items that appeared to be explosive devices.
Officials contacted the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or ATF, the State Fire Marshal's Office, and FBI. Other agencies responding to the scene included the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement, Underwood Fire and Rescue, and the Department of Transportation. The items in the vehicle were examined and determined to be an explosive device.
They were detonated in a controlled environment there at the rest area. The vehicle was then removed. The subject was then also charged with possession of explosive devices. He is currently booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail.
The suspect identified himself as Christopher T. Peek of Seattle, Washington. Trooper Miller said that Peek had not been cooperating with investigators. Miller said the interstate had been shut down in both directions for several hours Wednesday while the explosives were being removed and safely detonated.
We shut down the one because of the potential explosive devices. We shut down the other one in case we needed it for a command center, which ultimately we did use it as that for a short period of time.
He said the incident remained under investigation while authorities worked to confirm to the suspect's identity, track down where the explosives came from, and how Peek came to possess those devices. They also hope to determine his motive for possessing the explosives. In the funeral announcements, Gene Fultner, age 93, of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Manning, died last Friday. Funeral services for Gene Fultner will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dan Chambers, age 60, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Dan Chambers will be today at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Kim Michael Wedham, age 68, of Avoca, died Monday. A visitation for Kim Wedham will be today from 1 until 8 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca, where the family will be present from 5 until 8 p.m. Sally Ann Williams, age 87, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in Story City. A celebration of life visitation with the family of Sally Williams will be held this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marvin Seastrom, age 90, of Audubon, died May 28th. Funeral services for Marvin Seastrom will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Barbara Egan, age 80, of Manila, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Barbara Egan will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Robert Bob Donalds, age 78, of Waterloo and formerly of Atlantic, died January 9th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Bob Donalds will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Kearns Chapel in Waterloo, with Locke Funeral Home of Waterloo in charge of arrangements. Leela Joanne Carlson, age 56, of Griswold, died Wednesday in Omaha. A memorial service for Leela Carlson will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at St. John's Church, south of Lyman. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Sherman Roten, age 51, of Carson, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life services for Sherman Roten will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Carson Community Center. Lus Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. John Bierbaum, age 57, of Griswold, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for John Bierbaum are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Helen Dommy, age 97, of Adair, died Thursday at her home. Services for Helen Dommy are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.